we're looking to engage with business people in the Northwest community, and that's why we're asking them to attend on Friday morning in Crane & Hotel in Burton. It's an opportunity for myself as a finance spokesperson for the party in the South, and you know, somebody who would hope that our party would be leading the next government in the next election, but also Conor Murphy, who is our former finance minister and somebody who is key to us in terms of restored assembly and minister and somebody who has a key eye in relation to the economy. And we've made no secret about it that the economy ministry is one that we would like to see a Sinn Féin minister in a restored assembly. So it will be important to hear from both of ourselves. Ciara Ferguson will chair the panel, our MLA in the region. And also just the key thing is in relation to these, and we've done a number of them, is that it's the engagement and the interaction from business leaders from the floor. So it's an opportunity for us to have a chat with business leaders, but also for business leaders to make their views heard in relation to what are the potential, how do we unlock the potential of the Northwest. We all know the problems, though. The problems are there for everybody to see in terms of infrastructure, in terms of productivity, and in terms of, in some cases, depopulation and low incomes, low wages and high levels of a deprivation in the Northwest region. What we need to be looking at is the solutions, and a number of those solutions are right in front of us. As we say, sometimes the solutions are in the room, but it is about making sure that governments north and south support the region as well, whether that's through the delivery of the A5 now, which is at a crucial point given that the inquiry has made its report to the department, whether that's the delivering on the vision of the All-Ireland rail infrastructure, or indeed supporting businesses north and south to capture the new technologies that are emerging, and making sure that our education system is geared up to benefit from that.
The concept of the Northwest City Region has become one of the big buzzwords, as it were, of the past number of years. Is enough being done in Dublin, in Stormont and in London to make that a reality, to realise the potential of what that Northwest City Region can be?
Look, the short answer is no. And, you know, there probably will always be more that can be done. But the answer to that, look, this has been driven very much from those on the ground, from the partners here in the Northwest region who has put forward this concept and who has delivered something that probably, you know, no other cross-border region has delivered on the island of Ireland in terms of that that unique relationship. And a lot of that is down to the individuals, though. It's about, you know, it's about that trust that is built up over a period of time, where the state has to come in. Is they have to come in, yes, in terms of supporting the initiatives that are there. And that's been happening on a bit-by-bit basis, in a peaceful basis. But the reality is there are major issues, a major infrastructural deficits. The reason why the Northwest region has been looked at as an entity in itself is because, let's look at just the statistics. We have the highest level of deprivation on the island of Ireland here. We have the lowest level of wages here. We have, you know, health outcomes which are worse than other areas in the island. We have, in terms of infrastructure, we just discussed this with our MEP recently in a meeting in Glenties. We are 216th worst region in Europe for infrastructure, out of just 234. Like, that is a shocking indictment that our infrastructure in the Northwest is worse than many areas in Eastern Europe. And this is a country that has billions of euro of surpluses. Look, so this is about unlocking the potential. It's about bringing an all-island, a regional approach to this. It is a party that has representatives on both sides of the border and is committed to looking at those type of breaking down the barriers. And you know, you have to take your lead in a lot of these from businesses. They're the people who are at the cutting edge. They're the people who are able to identify what the new technologies are, where the new opportunities are. And it's for the state, it's for politicians to make sure that those opportunities can be unlocked, that we get rid of the red tape, that we support where support is needed, and that we build the infrastructure so that we can benefit and our people can benefit from what is happening.